I'm joined by the Liberal Democrat MP Julian Huppert. Julian, what do you make of the NSA review?
Well, I mean, I haven't finished going through all 308 pages, but from what I've seen of it, it has a very clear list of recommendations for the US about what they ought to do. And I think it's a great tribute to the US that they were prepared to have such a review and to take such criticism. It's very, very different from what we've seen here in this country.
Do you think it'll add to pressure in this country for a review of oversight arrangements of the British security services?
I very much hope so. And we absolutely have to look at the actions of the intelligence security services and also how they are looked after. The Intelligence Security Committee simply hasn't reassured people with its role and its handling so far. But we do sadly see that the government is still trying to make sure that it is hard for this sort of scrutiny to happen. I was incredibly frustrated this week that the Home Secretary reiterated that she would not allow the head of MI5 to give evidence to a parliamentary select committee. She was worried there might be too much oversight, which is frankly astonishing.
In the light of the White House review, can the British security agencies continue to claim that they're not overreaching themselves?
I think it becomes much harder, and we have to see how much Obama accepts of the recommendations. But I think they are all pointing in the right direction. I hope that will increase the pressure on the Prime Minister to accept this. We all want to have an effective intelligence and security system, but to have an effective intelligence and security system, it has to be trusted by the people, which means there has to be better oversight of what they are doing.
And where's the mechanism in this country to ask similar questions?
It's very, very thin. We've had the Intelligence Security Committee is allowed to ask these questions, but all the suggestions are that it's never asked really difficult questions, whether in private, we've just heard its failings over rendition and over Iraq, or whether it's in public, where the question that they had in that session was really very supine.
Does it put the chair of the committee, Sir Malcolm Riffin, in a difficult position?
Well, I think he has two options. He could either try to say that everything is fine, or he could see this as an opportunity to really strengthen his committee. And I hope he will take the latter, and I hope he will argue strongly for an expansion and for changes in how it works so that it is seen as being more transparent. Currently, it's very much the Prime Minister's appointees asking whether the people the Prime Minister has appointed are doing what the Prime Minister asked them to do. It's not very effective.
And do you think that this review will provide more MPs in this country to sort of with political cover to speak out against mass surveillance?
I hope so, because it's absolutely astonishing that whereas around the world we have debate and discussion about these issues, here in the UK it's all focused about whether the Guardian broke the rules and sent things via FedEx and all this sort of trivia. And I really hope it will change the debate so we focus on the real issues here.
I don't know if you've seen that Prime Minister's spokesman today said that David Cameron's view remained unchanged. What did you make of that?
Well, that's clearly disappointing, but I hope the Prime Minister will reflect over the Christmas break and change his mind. Perhaps he needs time to read the report as well.
Okay. Your President, Tim Farron, said that you and others are in discussions with Nick Clegg. How are those going?
Well, I think Nick understands what the challenges are and what we need to try to achieve, and it's been very useful. We're working on a whole series of things, which hopefully we will see discussed at our future conference, and then in our manifesto, and we'll see if we can get some governmental changes in the meantime.
Okay, Julian, thanks very much.
All the best.